66 Ypsilanti student artists are being honored in Washington, D.C., and they hope to raise enough money to be able to be at the event. This will mark a show opening up May 2020. It will mark the first time any school from Michigan has been featured in the Student Art Exhibit Program through the U.S. Department of Education. Joining us this morning is the award-winning Lynn Settles. She is the Ypsilanti Community High School art teacher, and we have a couple of your students here today. We also have others in the studio we're going to introduce in just a moment. Lynn, you must just be thrilled. How did this come about that these students' works are going to be showcased in D.C.?
Oh, I am thrilled. I'm so proud of them. So it actually, all of this started with a former student gave me a call inside the classroom and said, you know, I am here in Washington, D.C. doing work. And I got the chance to tour the art gallery there at the U.S. Department of Ed. And he told the director at the time, you know, I come from a school district that produces really great art. Our work should be here. And he said, Ms. Settles, they're going to call you.
In fact, he had it on his phone, some of the artwork to show them.
Yes, he had it on his phone. So he pulled up interviews and pictures and everything to show the director at the time. And I thought he was joking. I said, okay, you interrupted my class to play this joke on me. So we hung up. And by lunchtime, I had a call from the Department of Ed. I was like, okay, I guess he's for real.
Wow. Did you at that moment think, maybe this is a joke too?
Right. You know, they got the email and it's just like, okay. And then I had to took it back to our whole department and we all just kind of went, for real? And it was said, yeah, we're going to do this.
Who is that former student, by the way?
Daquan Harrison.
Oh, Daquan.
Yes.
What kind of work is he doing in D.C.?
Something related to education.
Oh, how marvelous. Yeah. And thinking also about where he came from and being able to elevate others as well.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yes.
Absolutely. You have two of your students in here today. Introduce these young men to us.
Okay, I have two 11th grade boys with me today. Both of them are painters, excellent artists. One, Samaj, is 11th grade. And Jalen is 11th grade.
Jalen Crandall, 11th grader. And Jalen, tell me about your artwork. You use spray paint. And when I saw a picture on your phone of your work, it is incredible. I can't believe this can be made with spray paint.
Yeah.
Describe it to everyone.
I use caps and, spray paint is, a really big thing in my life. It helps me express my feelings and stuff, so... And most of my artwork is about, diversity and stuff like that. So, we all come in different shapes and sizes, and we're all different colors, but in somehow, some way, we're all connected. So.
And what you showed me was looked like a city scene. It had buildings in it.
Yeah. So that represents the people and, how we're basically all connected.
And how did you actually make these? Are you actually holding a spray paint can and doing it, or are you using other tools?
I'm using other tools, like painter tools and all that stuff, to make my art.
It is absolutely beautiful. I can't believe an 11th grader does such outstanding work. Likewise for Samaj Richards. He is an 11th grader at Saline Community High School. And Samaj, your work looked like something you would see in a space odyssey movie.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing art ever since I was little. And I just, like he said, I like to express my feelings and stuff with it, and I've always been good at it. So it's been things like that, yeah.
And describe the process you used to create this work.
Well, I use caps and other tools and things like that. First, I would, you know, spray it and then do my little design on it, put the cap over it, and then do the whole thing a certain color. Then I would use, white paint to splatter it on it to make little stars and things like that, and then just go from there.
But it looks so perfect. When you describe it, it sounds almost like a mishmash. That's not what we're seeing here. We're seeing something that's very structured, very beautiful. The colors are incredible. It doesn't look like things that have been splattered on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And what is it on? How big is what you made? Is it on a sheet of paper or what is it?
Oh, it's on a canvas.
On a canvas. How large is it?
16 by 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how about yours?
The same.
Same thing. So what does it feel like to know that these are going to be hanging in the gallery at Washington, D.C.?
I mean, it's an honor. Like, it's an honor for my work to be shown down in Washington, D.C., and that our school is going to, like, to Washington, D.C. Like, our school got picked, or, like, we got this.
To be singled out like that amongst all the schools in the nation. And this is the first time, Lynn, this has happened for a school
this
in Michigan.
The first time. We're making history. We'll be the first school district in the entire state of Michigan that's been invited to show board student work.
You're not just including your classes, though.
No.
Tell me about the whole process here.
We are bringing kindergarten through 12th grade. So 66 kids, all different grade levels, get to come and show their work.
In fact, we have a fourth grader here we're going to meet in just a moment. First, though, another teacher who is with us is an elementary art teacher. She's taught in the district for how many years, Kathy Fisk?
I believe it's 23.
23 years now. And you're at WISE, which is the Ypsilanti International Elementary School. This
Correct.
Is an IB
This is an IB primary years program applicant school. We're in the process of being accredited as an IB PYP school.
And tell me about the artists you have in your school and their participation in this.
Well, the way that we decided who was going to come is we kind of looked at our students and we across the district, we decided to choose them based on their skill level, their commitment to the district, their behaviors. Those are the three main things that we looked at. And so then we chose, each art teacher chose their students, to create artwork. We explained the theme to them, and they came up with their own ideas. And then once we had, the artwork, we then took it to the community. We held this kind of a jury event where we invited members of the community. They were artists, local artists, professors, retired teachers, business owners. They are the ones that selected the final works.
Oh, wow.
We gave them a theme. We gave them the same rubric that we used.
And what is the theme?
Good question. The theme is taken directly from the Ypsilanti Community Schools mission statements, which, you know, to paraphrase, it says that we are preparing students to exist in a world that values diversity, equality, and justice. So those three words were our theme, diversity, mm-hmm. equality, and justice. So we asked the kids to think about those things and create a visual response.
And Jalen and Samaj did that, but you did it in a way that I wouldn't have expected. The whole space idea, what looks like a kind of a space odyssey theme, and then the idea of looking at, you know, these beautiful buildings that you created as well. You guys really were thinking outside the box. Tell me about how that came to you with this theme. Samaj?
Well, our theme had to be justice, equality, and stuff like that. So I basically went with equality, and I used the colors black, orange, and white for, like, equalize to represent white people, black people, and, like, orange as Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the river for a reason, because I put all those colors together and it mixed them on my finger, and it basically shows that, like, we're all equal and things like that.
So that's what you came up with when you mixed it. You have a little river running through the bottom there. Interesting. And how about for your painting?
Like what Samaj said, the thing was justice, equality, and
diversity.
Diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of diversity and made the city, and like we're all different. So, but and somehow we're all connected, like I said.
Because we're all living in the same space, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's our connection. Well, then we save little Sam for next. Sam Carroll Calhoun, he's a fourth grader. So how old are you, Sam?
9
years old. And your teacher is Mrs. Roberts. What school do you go to?
Erickson.
Erickson School in Ypsilanti. When your teacher presented this to you and told you about making something, this theme of diversity and having all of us be equal, what did you come up with for your drawing?
Mine was about, like, people, like, standing by a river and a sunset behind them. And they were all different in the, above the water,
mm-hmm.
but in the, like, the water would be like a reflection of them, and they would all look the same to like, see, like, we're all the same inside.
So, first of all, just making a reflection into a river at fourth grade is remarkable. But secondly, to think along those terms, you've got three distinctly different people that are standing at the riverside, and you have such a colorful picture, too. I love all the colors you used. But to have their reflections be the same to show that we're all equal, what an incredible mind you have to do that. Lynn, what do you think about that?
That is amazing. I'm thinking, this is coming from a fourth grader.
Yeah, exactly. Kathy?
Yeah, the students were, they took it very seriously, and, you know, they're aware of what's going on in the world, and no matter what age they are. So, giving them the opportunity to be able to showcase their thoughts about this was amazing.
Sam, is art something that you do on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm.
And is it something you'd like to do for a job one day, or have you thought about that?
Yeah, yeah. I would like to make comics.
Comics? Do you make comics now?
Today I'm going to be going to my first day of a comic class, like make characters and
excellent. Do you have a lot of stories in your mind that you want to create? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an example of a story?
I haven't like finished it yet, but it's like this about this monster, mm-hmm. and there's like another monster that like fights it. It's like a skeleton monster.
You can have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And the other one is like a snake monster.
Excellent. Well, you just do beautiful work. All three are outstanding artists here today. Lynn, you're hoping to get all the students to be able to go to D.C. You're scheduled to everyone go for the opening in the art gallery where their work is going to be showcased. 66
yes.
students, is that right?
Yes, 66 students. And then we have to have chaperones.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the art teachers are going.
How much money is that going to take?
Well, our total was around $60,000 for everyone to go, and that includes our transportation, that includes hotel. They also get to go on the tours, so they get to see the Capitol and different sites in D.C. High school will visit some of the universities there in Washington, D.C. But we are about halfway there.
So you've raised about $30,000 out of the $60,000 already.
Right. Yes.
That's incredible,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. But we got halfway to go.
Right. And this is coming up in May of 2020.
Yes.
But when do you hope to have all the money raised by?
Well, we need all of the money by March.
Yeah, March.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So we do have a little bit of time
right.
here
mm-hmm.
anyway. And you've got a number of fundraisers that you have scheduled. So tell us about those fundraisers, Kathy.
Well, we have one coming up in November 1st. Ypsilanti Rotary Club has been extremely supportive. They've already given us, they gave us $2,500, and then the Ypsilanti District Rotary gave us another $5,000, so $7,500
wow.
together from the local Rotary clubs.
But I love our service organizations.
Yeah, they are also organizing and hosting a fundraiser on November 1st, which is going to be like a wine tasting. There are going to be tickets to be sold hopefully with some Zingerman's bread. We're trying to get that happening too. That's going to be at the Ladies Literary Club, 418 North Washington, I believe. And that's in the evening. That's coming up. We are also selling buttons that have the kids' artwork on it. They're $3 a piece. The buttons right now will be available at the next two home games, football games, October 11th and October 26th.
At the Ypsilanti
High School mm-hmm. football games. We're going to be selling them there. But, you know, we also have students interested in selling them there themselves. So we're busy, you know, producing those.
Every little bit helps. You're doing bottle collections, too, at the University of Michigan football games?
U of M football games. We're doing bottle and can collections to help raise money that way. The choir is also doing their own fundraisers. I'm not quite sure the specifics of that yet.
Yeah, did we mention the middle school choir is going, they're going to be performing as well?
Yeah, so we have an opening in D.C., and we were allowed to bring performances. So we invited our middle school choir, so they're going to perform at our opening ceremony. Mm-hmm.
This is just going to be fabulous. What an experience for these students as well. If people would like to help out, what's the best way to do that? Maybe if someone would like to give a donation. I assume like for the wine tasting, they can contact the Ypsilanti Rotary Club for tickets on that.
Yeah.
But how else can people help?
Well, we are taking cash, check, or money order written out to Ypsilanti Community Schools. It's very important that in the memo line on the check that they put YCS Washington, D.C. 2020, so it goes to our account. Mm-hmm. They can send it to Ypsilanti Community Schools at 1885 Packard Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan 48197. Or if they want to donate a larger amount, they could request an invoice directly from Barbara Boone, our YCS accounting supervisor there.
Okay. Talking with Kathy Fisk, she's an elementary art teacher with Wise Elementary, Ypsilanti International Elementary School. Also with us is Lynn Settles, an art teacher with the Ypsilanti Community High School. And three students with us, Jalen Crandall, Samaj Richards, they're 11th graders at the high school, and Sam Carroll Calhoun, who's a fourth grader at Erickson. Again, I want to give the information for people. If you'd like to help out to get these young people from the Ypsilanti Community Schools to Washington, D.C., it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime educational experience for seeing their artwork on display at the gallery in D.C. And you can send a cash, check, or money order to Ypsilanti Community Schools. In the memo line, make sure to put YCS Washington, D.C., 2020. Again, YCS Washington, D.C., 2020. And the Ypsilanti Community School is located on Packard in Ypsilanti. We were talking with Sam about what he'd like to do, and that's produce comics one day, comic books. What about Jalen and Samaj? Samaj?
Well, I would like to go into art because I've always been doing it as a little kid, and I love doing it. So I've been really good at it. And there's just, this school, Stamps Art and Design at University of Michigan.
Yeah,
and they introduced us to it, and I was really interested into that, so I'm kind of, like, interested in going to there.
You say you were introduced to it. How?
He came to our school and showed us. Yeah.
Really, Lynn? You had someone from the yeah. art school?
Yeah, so U of M Stamps has been to the school to talk to the kids about building a portfolio and what's it take to get it admitted in there. And then November 1st, they have a field trip where they'll go over there and work with some of the artists,
wow.
students over there.
What an experience. It just opens up doors for kids
really
to realize
does.
Where they can head. Jalen, what about you? What are your goals?
My goal is to eventually go to college for art. That's what I really want. And like for me to have a job in art. So that's what I'm really hoping for. And I want to go to Stamps like Samaj. And Samaj actually inspired me to draw and do art and stuff. So, yeah.
How did that occur between the two of you?
It happened in about like elementary. We was in art class and I was like really amused what he can do. And I was wondering if I can do it. And I tried it and I was really good at it. So, yeah.
So you're a mentor, Samaj. That's great. Wonderful. Have any of you been to D.C.?
No.
No.
Never Sam? Been Sam's been.
I have on a road trip with my grandpa and my sister.
How wonderful.
And we had to stop like 9 places because we had a trailer so we could stay there.
Oh, that's great. So good memories there and now making new memories with your fellow students. All right, they're halfway to their goal. We're going to try to get them up to the $60,000 goal to get all the students there. And you guys are going to be representing Ypsilanti in a magnificent way with your artwork. We salute each and every one of you. And these are just 3 of the 66 students who are going to be going along with their teachers and chaperones. So have a great time. And I'd love to have them back in when they come back and we can talk about the experience. Would you guys
awesome.
Like to do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to hear all about it. So take notes.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much to both of you guys. They're both inspiring. And what you're doing with these kids is just phenomenal. Really
thank
is.
You.
Thank
yep.
you.
They're awesome.
They are. And you've got great kids to work with, don't you?
Yes,
so
we do.
Congratulations to both of you and to all these students for a fine job. We really appreciate it. From the Ypsilanti Community Schools today on our Downtown Ypsilanti Report on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Big thank you again to all of these great kids in our studio. They have done a magnificent job. Samaj Richards, Jalen Crandall, Sam Carroll Calhoun, and teachers Lynn Settles and Kathy Fisk. On Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.